Xin chào.
Jumbrip suo.
Mingalawa.
Ni hao.
Selamat siang. Sabai di tuan sao.
Assalamualaikum.
Suwadi.
Selamat pagi.
Magandang umaga.
Welcome to the Lotus Talks. Hi, let me introduce myself. I'm Granger Whitelaw, CEO of the Vietnam Group, and I host the Lotus Talks. The Lotus Talks is a show where we talk about the people and the companies that are making a difference in Vietnam and Southeast Asia, or doing good while doing well, as I like to say. It's the golden age here, and there are many exciting things happening. I hope to bring as much to you as possible. So get your coffee, sit back, and relax. And let's go! Good morning. This is Granger Whitelaw with the Lotus Talks, Monday morning, April 13th, 2020, coming to you from Ho Chi Minh City, and I'm hoping you all had a really wonderful Easter with your family and friends, or Passover, or whatever you would have celebrated this past week and weekend. It's an unbelievable time, and we can use all the occasions to celebrate friends and family and higher power that we can possibly take. I'll certainly take it anytime. So I want to talk to you today about getting back to work, right? How do we get back to work? This is a conversation that we're all having with ourselves, with our partners and our businesses, our families certainly as well, regarding children. Elderly, our parents and grandparents. How do we open up again? That's the question today. And we all need to think about this from a business standpoint. How do we do that? As business leaders, it's important for us to be a part of the conversation and to lead the conversation with our employees and our partners, as well as the industries that we work within, industry groups, certainly the governments as well. We should have a voice in that. And many are speaking up now and having a voice. Because it's critical. We do need the economy to be running, but there's a major health risk right now with coronavirus. And the timing is critical. I don't know how someone could actually make that decision. If I was the president of a country, a leader, I don't know how I could make that decision. It would be incredibly difficult, but certainly looking at testing and trying to really measure it from a data standpoint would be key, because no death is acceptable. Interestingly, Austria is planning to ease its lockdown this next week. Denmark is talking about opening schools and daycare centers on April 15th after closing them for 3 weeks, which does not seem long, because here in Vietnam we've had schools closed for months. So I don't know. What Vietnam has been doing has been fantastic. Do we need to open up schools now? I think that's not a great decision. In the Czech Republic's lifted a number of their social distancing measures already, and they're planning to roll back their travel ban in the middle of April. Even Italy and Spain are considering easing their lockdowns. Trying to figure out how to do that and balance the challenges with business versus health of the country. Oh, crazy. I can't imagine. But we need to think about this now, so let's not imagine. Let's talk about some things in detail. First and foremost, if you're sick, don't go out. Wear a mask and keep your hands clean. Those are the major issues. And certainly any store, restaurant, shop, school, etc., can check people before entering. And they can provide masks and hand sanitizer, and help mitigate the risk of spread. Make people wash their hands especially kids, right? Guide them to the classroom, guide them to the restrooms, give them the sanitizer. Really make this a mandatory issue. And restaurants, certainly restaurants need to open up. I think certainly we'll see more space between tables, fewer people at a table, trying to create some distance there. And delivery is now a must for all restaurants. Restaurants need to be delivering. There are restaurants here that are doing a great job of that. I know AmCham here is supporting a discount program with Maison Maru and Eddie's and Anan and just a whole list of restaurants trying to get people to support their local restaurants, which we all need to do. As far as hairdressers and gyms, I know one of my staff was getting their hair cut yesterday at home. He just couldn't take it anymore, and his wife just took a electric razor and shaved off the back of his hair. So now other people are considering doing the same thing. I think we call it the COVID cut, right? The COVID cut. But hairdressers and gyms certainly will take some time to open up because there's more human interaction there. So you have to be very careful when touching someone, and the spas as well. These will be very difficult to open anytime soon. If you look at commercial real estate, buildings, right, going back to your office, certainly the HVAC, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems will need to be looked at. Disinfection regimens, how often you disinfect is going to be key for these property owners to discuss with their tenants. And the open floor setup, right? We all went to open floors and having these open floors and people sitting at different desks and all over the office, right? I think that may be no more. Certainly, we will need to look at, is it safe to have open spaces? And if so, what's the spacing between those desks and those people? Or do we need to go back to individual offices? Or you can have a office, maybe small, but it certainly is a contained environment that you can keep clean and protect yourself from others. The HVAC will have to have UV systems now that clean the particulates as they go through the air. So we get clean air, and that's going to be something that is an investment that these commercial real estate owners are going to need to make if they haven't already. And people talk about digital, certainly, working from home, right, with Zoom and BlueJeans and all these different conferencing applications that we're using now every day. So will people start working from home more? I don't think so. I really don't. I think you'll see an increase in it. You'll see more flexibility. But humans are social animals by nature. We like to interact with each other. We need to have contact. And we need to live and work together. And how to do that is going to be business by business. How to get your teams working together in a safe space, in a safe way. But this is the new normal, as they say, right? These things are the new normal. But I think people want to go back to the office and need to work together. Malls certainly are a major issue. So do we limit the number of people in any mall at any time? And even in any store at any time? This is something that the mall owners and retailers are going to have to think about. But it makes a lot of sense. Same with movie theaters, limiting the seating and separating people by not 6 feet, maybe 10 feet. I mean, certainly, you know, unless you're at opening night, most movies I go to aren't full anyway. So this is really more about planning, proper planning, and still enabling people to go enjoy themselves, but do it in a way where it's safer Grocery stores, some of them already limit the number of people in at any one time. And a lot of them set different hours for elderly or high-risk people to go shop, right? Smart. I think that is such a smart, smart thing, the grocery stores that are doing that. Obviously, e-commerce is going to become even greater and more prevalent in use now, without a doubt, in the months and years ahead. So brick-and-mortar stores are going to need to have a digital plan, for sure, if they don't already. And those will diversify, right? You'll want to create local feel to your e-commerce plan and how you can offer shopping and delivery online for those people who wish to do that. And done properly, I think a good balance between retail and e-commerce can fill in what people need. Certainly ride sharing with Uber and Grab and others will have to have more safety measures for passengers entering or leaving cars to protect the drivers and the passengers. Have hand sanitizer in the car, make sure that the car is being cleaned and sprayed inside with disinfectant. You can get that at stores, certainly put them right through the air conditioning systems or the heating systems in the vehicles. These things need to be looked at. I don't have those answers, but I just have a pretty good feeling of what needs to be done. And with public transportation, there needs to be limits as well. Limiting the number of people on a bus, on a train car, on a subway, etc. Again, disinfection and cleanliness will be keys to proper public transportation to protect the drivers and also the passengers. And for sporting events, live theater plays, concerts, at a minimum, you'll need a seating limit of how many people can actually be in the audience or at the stadium. Open air stadium certainly is not as big of a deal, an issue, I don't think, at all. But you'll still want to increase distances between guests to create safety barriers for everyone. And schools, which is always on someone's mind that I speak to daily, will really need to assess how and when to open up in the fall. I think right now, at the end of the spring, becoming summer now, it's not necessary to open schools up again. It's more necessary to protect the children and protect the children from infecting the older grandparents and adults and that spread. But it's a few months away, and it's a real issue. So class sizes, socialization of the children, sporting events, athletics, will all need to be closely looked at. Kids are hard to control, but they're going to have to realize that times have changed. And politics can't be the play here. Politics cannot come into this. I don't care what political stance you have in any country. You have to follow policy that is good for the people and also can let people go back to work. And the good news is we can do that. Just look at Vietnam. We've done such a great job here, really keeping the numbers low and keeping the social spread low through tracing and tracking people who've come in contact with those who do get COVID. And continuing to do that is going to be paramount, having a great tracing capability going forward. The businesses need to be involved with that, but the governments need to also not threaten to shut them down. We have to work together to make this work, not only here in Vietnam, but globally. And the answer is, we can do it. We're smart. We know how to think through things. We can put parameters and processes in place in our organizations to protect our employees, protect each other, protect our families, but still continue industry. That's the good news for the day. So my question on Monday Morning Coffee, as I always leave you with a question, is what can you do for your business to make it a safe environment to get back to work? I know you're thinking about it. Maybe I gave you an idea, something to think about today, and maybe not. I hope I did. Monday morning, let's all make it a great week. I hope you have a phenomenal day, a successful week, and I'll speak to you on Friday. Until then, this is Granger Whitelaw with the Lotus Talks. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many other podcast platforms so you never miss an episode. If you want to support what we do, then share and leave a comment. You can always find us on our website at thevietnamgroup.com/thelotus, as well as our Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and just about everywhere in the world. Just search for The Vietnam Group. We post updates daily and feature the Lotus blog and podcasts. Until next time, the Lotus Talks. See you soon.